Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Ag Central Radio Network recently talked with Mace Thornton of the United Soybean Board about their new five-year strategic plan for the United Soybean Board.
We have a new five-year strategic plan that was developed. Originally, it was supposed to be developed over the course of about a year and a half, and then little thing called COVID came along. And so the task force, which is composed of soybean farmers, some industry partners, some state soybean leaders and farmers, they had meetings, they heard speakers, they really crystal balled all of the different scenarios that could be presented to the soybean world over the next 5 years. And as a result of all of that, 2.5 years of planning and talking and strategizing, that's how our new strategic plan got put in motion.
He also addressed the topic of sustainability.
Well, there are many different aspects to the bigger definition of sustainability: environmental sustainability, community sustainability, and, you know, for the farmer, economic sustainability. Without that, the other aspects of sustainability are not even on the table. So the whole idea was sustainability used to be one of the core areas of what we worked on. There were three areas: sustainability, soybean oil, and soybean meal. Very broad areas. This new plan really takes a step deeper into the work of the soy checkoff and is more granular, more detailed. The three priority areas now are innovation and technology, infrastructure and connectivity, and health and nutrition. So, and each of those areas is divided in half between supply and demand. Okay. If you talk about innovation and technology from the supply side, it means what are those things that are needed for a farmer to grow the crop?
Seven states have high amounts of poor winter wheat. That is according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who has the details in which states have high amounts of winter wheat in bad condition.
We have seven states where at least one quarter of the winter wheat is rated in very poor to poor condition. Those states, in alphabetical order: Colorado, Michigan, Montana, Oregon, Texas, South Dakota, and Washington. Most of those states heading the wrong direction due to dryness, especially across the plain states and parts of the Northwest. As we finish up the year, Montana comes in at the unfortunate top spot for the very poor-to-poor ratings, 56% very poor-to-poor in Montana, up from 42% a week ago. Other states with fairly high numbers coming in: Oregon, 48% very poor-to-poor, Texas, 45%.
Rippey also gives a final look at this year's sunflower harvest.
Our last peek at that showed 94% of the sunflowers have been cut by November 28th. That is well ahead of the five-year average pace of 86%, but slightly behind last year's 96%. All four states, Colorado, Kansas, and the Dakotas, coming in with harvest progress ahead of the typical pace for this time of year.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.